river sometimes. Sometimes I don't know why. At times seems to go by so fast. In the twinkling of an eye. Let's enjoy it while we can.
Let's enjoy it while we can.
Help me share my love.
Channel Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Who Cares Wins on Monday, 7th of October. Would you believe it? October and the sun is still shining.
Oh, it's beautiful out there, isn't it? Absolutely gorgeous. I think I should have to go and get my bikini.
My name is Jan Mulligan and I'm in the studio today with my wonderful co-presenter, Angela Breyer-Stevenson.
Hello, everyone.
And we have a great guest for you today, folks. Our guest today is Simone Lantaigne. Hello, Simone.
Hello, everyone.
And Simone is representing the wholeness technique, but the core of that and the main purpose of our topic today is she's going to be telling us all about the Alexander technique.
That's right.
Which is a fascinating technique to hear about. And technology willing and me not being finger licking good.
She's so excited.
Pressing that button too quickly. We hope to have an interview with one of Simone's pupils, Sally Reynolds, and that'll be coming up a little bit later. So, Simone, perhaps we can take you back in time. And what brought you to the Alexander technique?
Well, that's a long story in a way, but I had asthma and eczema nearly all my life, and I didn't really want to go down the conventional route with that. I always thought there was something inside me that was causing that, and I was always searching to find an answer. And I was going to study something called Mens en Dijk in Holland, because I'm Dutch, I came from Holland.
Right.
And in Holland, Mens en Dijk is it's a type of physiotherapy, is very popular, and it's given at all the hospitals. And I did have a few sessions to learn how to breathe in a better way. So I was actually geared up to study this, but then as life would have it, one of my past friends from England, because I had lived in England as well as a child for a few years, came over to Holland just briefly, and she explained to me about the Alexander technique, which sounded very similar to Mens en Dijk at first to me. And she'd done RADA to become an actress. And so that's how I heard about the Alexander technique, which intrigued me, and I went to find out all about that.
Right.
And when I read about it, I just thought, this is it. It hit the nail on the head. I thought it was much better than Mens en Dijk, and so I gave up everything, left Holland,
wow.
And gave up my job, and I moved to England to study in London.
And when you say study, what is there one college that teaches it, or lots of different places one can learn?
There are several colleges, and there are colleges all over the world now, but at the time there weren't that many. This was going back in 1980. And I went to study with Patrick MacDonald, who had one of the colleges in London.
Right.
And he was a first-generation Alexander Technique teacher, meaning that he was trained by Alexander himself.
Okay.
And on top of that, he actually had lessons nearly all his life from a young boy onwards.
Right.
And he saw later on as a student, at, I believe he studied at Oxford, how beneficial the Alexander Technique had been to him when he compared himself with all the other fellow students.
Okay.
And that's when he decided to join Alexander's first training course. So, yes.
So, how
I'm
long
sitting
did
up properly now.
You can feel the posture
room,
coming
yeah,
in, can't you?
I can feel it.
How long did it take you to complete the course?
Well, it's a three-year training course.
Right. Full-time?
It's a full-time training course for 3 years. And basically, you do not qualify if the teachers don't think you've acquired a certain amount of skill or
so
knowledge.
So you can't just go through the books,
the
practice, tick, tick, tick.
It's practical. You have to have a certain amount of skills.
Right.
And your own use has to be well-developed, if you like. Yes.
Yeah. And then in terms of graduation, Do you get qualifications? Do you get letters after your name?
Yes, you get the letters MSTAT, which means you're a member of the Society of the Teachers of the Alexander Technique.
So is that like a professional body?
That is a professional body, yes, and people can go onto their website as well to see what it's all about and find a teacher in their own local area.
So in other words, if somebody comes across somebody who says they're an Alexander Technique teacher,
yes,
they should be registered
with the society.
With the society, and if they're not, could they be not from the UK? Or
yes, because there are affiliated associations all over the world. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So perhaps you could give us now a little bit of background about the Alexander Technique itself, how Alexander developed it.
Well, Alexander, he was a Shakespearean actor. And he kept losing his...
Oh, he's a thespian.
Sorry.
A thespian. I like that word. I just like saying it.
She's off. Just ignore her. Carry on.
Where was I? Yeah, so, but he kept losing his voice. And so he asked his doctors whether they knew what it was, but they just gave him rest cure, which helped. But every time he was back on stage, the voice went again.
Right.
And... he then thought, well, if it keeps going on stage, it must be the way I use my voice. And he decided to watch himself with mirrors all around him. And he very quickly saw that he was tightening up the neck and throat muscles, depressing the larynx and having to force out the air.
So he found this out for himself?
He found this out for himself because no one really showed him that that's what he was doing. And he tried to do different things, so he might have tried to keep his head down instead of lifting his chin up, etc. But nothing seemed to work. It just made it even worse. And so basically the bottom line of the Alexander Technique is don't try and do, because he realised if I stop trying to do, maybe something will happen. And that's when he realised the less he did, the better his voice became, and the more he was able to use his voice properly.
Right.
So it's getting out of the way is the basic teaching principle, really.
Allied to the mindfulness.
It's, in fact, a lot of our guests, isn't it? It's a very similar approach. As I think there's one key theme in life in general is that we often do need to get out of our own way.
Yeah.
Exactly, yes.
Okay. So he was finding that non-striving, non-trying was working for him.
Like it, Jan.
I know the jargon now. Where did he take that?
Well, his doctor actually realised that his general health improved because he was quite an ill person as a child as well, and he had digestive problems as well as his voice problems, and they quickly realised that actually his general health improved, and so his own GP started sending his most awkward patients and he was able to help them through his technique, whatever the problem was, whether it be stuttering or back problems, neck problems, or digestive problems, breathing problems, whatever, he was able to help them.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So from there, did he then train others?
Yes, not to begin with. Right. He worked with his brother, funnily enough, A.R. Alexander, and the two worked with other actors to start with, and eventually he started getting more and more people with physical problems and illnesses, as well as mental problems.
Right.
But everybody was saying, well, look, you're not going to live forever. You better start training other people so this can be kept alive, as it were. And that's when he started his first training course.
Right.
And, yes.
So you decided to follow this path.
I did.
Became qualified. And so when did you graduate, if that's the right time?
Yes, well, I started in 1982.
Right.
And so I qualified in 1985.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. And what was... the world was your oyster at that point. What did you decide to do? Where did you go to?
Well, I stayed in London just for a little while, and I worked in Poplar, one of the most... poor areas at the time.
Certainly, yes.
But I worked for about £7.50 an hour.
That's quite a lot of money, isn't it? That's more than I get.
I had to keep jobs as well because obviously I wasn't making much money. So I
presumably
was
having to pay for rooms to treat people in and
exactly,
that sort of thing. Yeah.
Yes.
And it's always like any business, isn't it? That startup, you've got to have some sort of investment behind you or you've got to have a cushion, haven't you?
Exactly.
While you get known and get that reputation.
Exactly. Mm. Yes. So I was working at a quantity surveying office, which I'd actually done all through my training and I'd worked at a delicatessen in Knightsbridge.
Hey,
and so on.
Let's hear it for the delis.
But yeah, so but then I happened to come to Canterbury, funnily enough, at Easter. I think it was Easter 86. And I liked it so much that I moved to Canterbury and set up my Alexander Technique business there. But again, I was working in a bed and breakfast as well to begin with.
To get established.
To get,
you didn't have the room in the B&B. You had
I did actually.
Did you?
I worked in the bed and breakfast during the morning hours.
Yes.
And they allowed me to use their dining room to teach people in the afternoon.
How fantastic. So, hey, if we've got any B&Bs out there.
There's another string to your bow.
There's a little string to your bow. Talk to Simon.
Excellent. Yes. Well, we're going to take a bit of a music break now. And some eagle-eared listeners will have heard part of this track a little before. We're going to play both sides now.
Can I sing?
You can once I've turned your mic off.
She's so cruel to me, listener.
The track's actually been chosen.
Oh. I'm going to cry now.
It's called Both Sides Now by Joni Mitchell. It's been chosen by Simone. Mm. And there's a reason for your choice, Simone.
The reason is that we don't really know unless we stop and be still. But I'll elaborate on that later.
Ah,
yes.
So stay with us, folks.
Let's have a little
song
first.
Simone will tell us more. Here's Joni Mitchell.
Rows and flows of angel hair, and ice cream castles in the air, and feather canyons everywhere. Looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. They rain and they snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's cloud illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds. Moons and Junes and Ferris wheels, the dizzy dancing way that you feel, as every fairy tale comes through. I've looked at love that way, but now it's just another show. And you leave them laughing when you go. And if you can, don't let them know. Don't give yourself away. I've looked at love from both sides now, from give and take. Still somehow it's love's illusions that I recall. I really don't know love. I really don't know love at all.
shoes and feeling proud to say I love you right out loud. Dreams and schemes and circus crowds, I've looked at life that way. Oh, but now, old friends, they're acting strange, and they shake their heads and they tell me that I've changed. Well, something's lost, but something's gained in living every day. I look at life from both sides now, from win and lose, and still somehow it's life's illusions I recall. I really don't know life at all. It's life's illusions that I recall. I really don't know life. I really don't know life at all.
So welcome back to Who Cares Wins, and our lovely guest Simone Lantaine telling us all about the Alexander technique. And you were saying just before the break that that piece of music is about knowing ourselves.
Well, yes, exactly, because we don't really know life at all. We think we do, but it's really based on all sorts of memories and past experiences. And as Alexander, as I said earlier, was trying to do, every time we try to do, we're repeating an old pattern. And so therefore I chose that song, because as long as we don't try to do what we keep doing, but stopping completely and becoming quite still, we won't really know life at all.
Right.
That's a lovely phrase out there about, if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always got.
Absolutely.
Exactly. You'll just repeat the same thing.
Go round and round. That little hamster's wheel.
Exactly. Yeah.
So perhaps we can talk now about you as a teacher of the Alexander technique. I'll put my teeth back in. What might a new person coming to you expect?
Well, the first thing I'll try to do is help them feel comfortable and that they're in safe hands. Mm-hmm. It's very gentle, so it's not a strenuous exercise regime or anything like that. People can stay fully clothed. And basically...
Oh.
Well, some people find that reassuring.
Yes, they do.
The only thing they take off is their shoes. So
oh, good. Oh, smelly feet.
And then I usually have them on the table, so they're lying in semi-supine, and then I work on them very gently, and I sort of talk them through what they need to do or not do, and help them relax and find out where they're holding, and I explain how they can learn to let go.
Right.
Because that's really what it's about, is letting go and just trusting that there's something there that does it for us, instead of getting in the way all the time and trying to do ourselves. But that's very hard for people to do, so it doesn't always work immediately, but most people find it very relaxing, and they start to...
I bet it's about people also, as soon as they lay still, it's their mind starts to wander.
Exactly. So that's another thing that I work on, is stopping their mind and give them ideas of what they can think of instead. I use examples like, imagine you're floating in the water, etc., you know, because when you're in water, water carries you, water levels you. So that's the sort of thing that I would explain, and most people can relate to that.
Right. Yes. And so you've got somebody relaxed.
Yeah.
And lying on a couch.
On the table for me, so I can work on them easily.
Right. And when you say work on, is that hands-on?
Hands-on. It's all very much hands-on. That's the Alexander technique. We work one-to-one.
Right.
Usually a lesson takes 45 to 60 minutes.
Okay.
I usually tend to go over the 60 minutes because I get carried away.
But that's nice, because that's people are getting value for money there,
exactly,
aren't they? They're not being chucked out the door at 59 minutes.
No, I can't bear it. If I feel somebody hasn't got the message, I don't like to let them go. Of course, if they want to go, they can. But I want to give them something when they come to me.
Okay. Yeah. And when you say hands-on, what sort of manipulation are we talking there?
It's just very gentle. I lay my hands under their head, mm-hmm. and I help them to release the neck,
right,
and release the whole body, basically. And I go around to the shoulders and the arms and the legs and help them sort of straighten them out, but all very, very gently. It's mm-hmm. It's not really a manipulation at all. It's just very gentle. I get them to release the tension in their muscles so they can feel their bodies lengthening and widening, so they feel that expansion. It's like an expanding feeling inside you.
Mm-hmm. And it's called a technique, but you're called a teacher.
Yes, so. And that's actually quite contradictory. And Alexander used to say, I can't teach you.
Right.
Because it's not really that we teach, we learn, we unlearn. It's an unlearning of all our habitual habits.
Right.
And unlearning that. So it's not really, the word teacher isn't really appropriate, I feel. But there we are, that's what we're called. Because you're a pupil. A pupil. It's not a therapy. Because you're trying to learn something different.
And does the pupil take homework away?
Not really, not... Well, they need to think about what I've said, and they need to try and apply it. And one of the best things people can do is to lie on the floor for themselves with some books under their head, mm-hmm. and then bring their knees up so the knees are pointing to the ceiling. And that's the most comfortable position they can be in if they've got back pain or any sort of problem, really. That's the most comfortable position to lie in. So they can do that in between the lessons, mm-hmm. and that will give them huge benefits, just doing that.
Okay.
I got rid of the ghost, Jan. The creaking. I got rid of them.
Thank you very much.
I saw them off.
Thank you. Trying to get a free lesson.
And they were, weren't they?
So we actually happened to have an interview with one of your pupils. Had a chat with lovely Sally Reynolds earlier in the week.
Oh, yes.
We did an interview through Skype, and I've recorded that. So hopefully, as I say, if the technology gods are on my side...
Well, we've got plan A and plan B.
We've got plan A and plan B.
We're just... You know.
And technology faults will be all down to me, folks. The studio's working fine. It's just my trigger happy button.
She's just so excited. So excited.
So here we have Sally giving us her story of how she found Simone through the Alexander technique. One thing that Sally did tell me that's not actually in the interview is that because of the severity of her back problems, she was in a steel corset for many years.
That will
give you an idea of how bad Sally's symptoms were. Mm. And then gradually over time, working with Simone, she's fighting fit. Still has symptoms, and she'll tell you all about this. But here we have, hopefully, Sally Reynolds.
I had a chronic back condition that lasted 20 years. It progressed. You know, I didn't start off as bad. It progressed over those years. And ended up before I met Simone where I was lying flat, probably about 17 hours a day, dragged one of my legs. I didn't have the full use of my left leg and was like that. And only saw my life going downhill. I was on severe disablement allowance.
Right. And were you on any medication?
Only painkillers and tablets to stop me being off balance, because that used to make me off balance.
And had your GP or your consultant suggested that, is there any surgery that might be possible?
Surgery was considered, but I had so many places affected on my back that he said it wasn't really an option because it just involved too much of my spine, because it was my neck as well as the bottom of my back.
Right.
And so as well as traditional NHS treatment, what other treatments did you explore?
Well, I thought I'd tried everything.
Right.
Many, many different alternative therapies, acupuncture, osteopathy and chiropractic, and I'd even gone as far as to go for healing.
Right.
And none of it helped me in the long term. The back is a very complicated thing. It's not like one part, you know, everything affects each other in the spine, and that's what had happened to me.
Did they give you a formal diagnosis?
They called it facet joint disease.
Right. Okay.
Which involved, but I honestly think myself this had just progressed to this. You know, I injured my back when I was in my 20s, in the beginning. The first time it healed fine. The second time I injured it again, because I was quite an active person. Thought, oh, well, that's okay. You know, a bit of rest, but it didn't get better that time. Okay. I just slowly went downhill.
And so how or what brought you to the Alexander Technique?
All right, well, one Christmas I was laying on my sister-in-law's floor drinking wine. And her father-in-law said, Sally, I take the Times newspaper, and he'd cut out an article. It wasn't advertising Alexander Technique. It was saying how helpful it was for chronic back sufferers. I'd never heard of it. He said, if you're interested, I'll find out more. I'll write to the editor, which he did. And all this took a while. And I then was introduced to the institute where you had to choose, you know, which was the nearest one to you. And I live in the Midway towns, and there was two in Canterbury, Simone being one of them and another lady. And I just happened to choose Simone. The very first time I saw her, she could get me walking without limping. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't maintain it, and as soon as I went out, it was gone.
Mm.
But it was honestly like a miracle.
How often did you see her?
Every week. And so she used to fit me in at the end, because I was the most chronic person she taught.
Right.
And she is so patient, you know. And it was the only thing I tried that didn't hurt me in any way. And slowly, over many, many months, it was very slow, the improvement, because I was so chronic. And it isn't a cure, mm-hmm. and I still have my back condition, but now I'm able to go to the gym and cycle, and I'm not on disablement benefit any longer. Where we live, we moved to because it was on the flat, and people had only seen me limping and dragging my leg. And after about a year of treatment with Simone, strangers I'd never spoken to would stop me and say, I hope you don't mind me asking, but you used to walk very badly and you're not now. You know, what has happened? And it was that, you know, but it wasn't quick. It was very, very slow. I would say to anybody, they only need to try one lesson. It won't be cured at one lesson, but they will know after one lesson that if it will help them or not.
Right. And can I take you back to that very first lesson? What you remember about it?
The first half an hour I was on flat on a bed with her just gently moving my arms and legs, trying to, I think, get me to relax trying to lengthen my spine.
And did that cause you discomfort?
No pain whatsoever. She was very, very gentle. I was very, very concerned because I wasn't that much pain.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And then when she had me walking, she was like leading me like a horse almost, and I could walk without dragging my leg. It was amazing. But immediately she stopped, I couldn't maintain it.
Right.
This is because you are a pupil, you're learning. It's not a treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a quick treatment for anyone that wants a quick cure. Still get times when I'm in pain, when I've done, and instead of when I used to think, oh my goodness, can I now think, what am I doing wrong? But now I know I've got to think back to what she's taught me and, you know, put it into practice. A lot of people want an instant cure. They want to take a tablet, someone to manipulate them and it be gone. And, you know, not everybody wants to try Alexander Technique, but I think they're very silly if they don't. You're not going to be cured at one lesson, but you know if it's going to help you or not.
So that was the lovely Sally. So, yes. Simone, you're having a bit of a giggle now
because
everything that Sally is now able to do.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, but I went, nay, when she was talking about the horses. I thought that was quite funny.
Well, yeah, Sally, she loves life now so fully, and she just enjoys herself so much that she goes to Zumba lessons, and you can't keep
Zumba?
Zumba.
Oh, my God.
With her condition, and sometimes, yes, she says, oh, Simone, I've done something silly over the weekend again. Can you sort me out?
Yeah, oops. So,
yes, and then usually...
Which we all do, we're human. Yeah.
So Sally was keen to point out two things from her interview. One is that she would recommend everybody tries Alexander Technique at least once. And would you concur that one session is enough to know whether it suits one or not?
I think most people in the first session can sort of sense whether this is going to help them or not. But some people are very, very tense.
Right.
And they won't necessarily release in the first session. But I think if they understand what I'm trying to say to them, they will cotton on that this is something worth sticking to and trying.
Right.
Yeah.
And the other thing that Sally mentioned was the fact of how chronic her symptoms were, and she didn't feel she was your normal type of pupil.
No, although saying that, most people have tried everything else before they come to us, Alexander Technique teachers.
Okay.
So we usually do end up with very severe cases.
Right.
Yeah.
And Sally came to, she said, approximately 2 years.
Yes.
Coming roughly once a week.
That's right. Well, Alexander actually made people come like every day for a set amount of time within a 1 or 2 months' time. But of course, nowadays life is completely different. It's always beneficial to come regularly, like a couple of times a week, if you can, in the beginning to unlearn.
Right.
But most people tend to come once a week for a number of months.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then presumably top
and then
ups.
Then they can sort of start having one lesson every other week, then once a month perhaps, until they feel that they've sort of understood it and that they can maintain it for themselves.
Right.
And then like Sally, whenever they've done something to themselves, they can come back for a top up.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to have another piece of music now. It's another one of those unlearning, looking at life fresh that you've chosen.
Yes.
It's called Dance to Another Tune. It's a new group to me. It's called First Aid Kit.
That's it.
So here we have.
I'll get me Elastoplast out. And me bandages.
Will you look at me? Take a good look at me and tell me who it is that I am. This old mirror, it is broken, there's too much drift in the dam. It's not the world that's spinning, that's me. I go from nowhere. Yeah.
network provides productive and reliable temporary staff to your business. We supply temps across Kent within food production, fulfillment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff. With great value for money charge rates, error-free invoicing, and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? For more information, please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Channel Radio.
So welcome back to Who Cares Wins. Mm. We've had a tweet in the break from Mr. Producer Man.
Our virtual producer
Our virtual producer who's saying, oh, I'm very tense, Simone is right.
Yeah.
So absolutely. There.
Maybe, you know, you could give all the presenters a bit of a lesson.
Absolutely. So both of your music tracks have been about decluttering.
That's right.
Getting rid of what we build up across our lives.
That's it.
And you were mentioning during the break there about children not suffering from this.
Exactly. If you look at little children, they're just being. They are, and that's all. They're not cluttered up with memories or anything like that. And you can see that their bodies are beautifully aligned, their necks are free, and their heads are beautifully balanced on top, because they're not holding anything. They live very much in the moment, in the present. Mm-hmm. And therefore they're released, and nature can take over. Nature does what it does. So they're just being. But as the years go on, we feel anxious about things. We might be taken to school and we don't want to. It's all very frightening. So we start to tense and we don't fully let go.
Come on a radio show.
Yes.
And they realise it's fun.
Yes. So that tension we keep carrying with us is like a permanent startle pattern. You know, the flee pattern, like, yes. Oh, quick, run away. Mm. Because we're coming out of fear all the time, past memories. And we don't even realise, it's usually unconscious. Mm-hmm. But we're still living by that. So basically, in a lesson, it's taking all that clutter away so you can come back to that beingness of a little child and feel something totally fresh and new. And you're really coming out of like a pool of freshness that is constantly flowing to you and replenishing you, holding you, supporting you, and doing everything for you.
It's a bit like when you declutter, if you have to move house, that feeling of if you declutter a room and you that knowing feeling of freshness, when you look at the room and you look at the four bare walls, no furniture, and you go, isn't this room big?
Exactly. Less is more is
not that I'm saying you're big, Jan. What are you looking at me for? I know I am. There's loads of space.
And just before the last track, we touched on the typical amount of time somebody might spend coming to sessions, but we haven't actually touched on a typical client. Is there such a thing?
There isn't really a typical client. A lot of people come because they've got back problems. That's one of the main things that they come for. But we have singers, musicians, horse riders, actors, people with repetitive strain injury, frozen shoulders, you name it.
Frozen shoulder.
You've had that, haven't you?
Yeah.
You're clocking up.
I was going to say, she's
left, right, and centre.
I'm going to grab her now. She's not got. She's got work for the rest of the year now with myself and my husband. With you say musicians, so singers or
singers
players
as well, because anybody who uses the voice, obviously, that's how Alexander started with his voice problems. So it helps voice problems. It helps the breathing. We don't necessarily work on breathing, but the breathing improves through letting go.
Right.
Because there's nothing restricting the lungs. Mm. And it's the same. When you let go, all the organs can fall back into their natural alignment and start to function how they should function.
Yeah, yeah.
So your whole health improves. It's really problem solving, going right to the very core of your problems, which is really... all this stuff that we've brought along through our life that's sitting there cluttering up our minds and we're living by that.
Because that's often the case. People take medication often to deal with the symptom.
Yes.
But of course they're not really dealing with the root cause. So it's actually, you're saying is, you know, the Alexander technique is really taking away all, you know, forget about all the symptoms.
It's like peeling an onion, isn't
it? Yeah, get down to the root cause and look at that. But interesting, you said about musicians. It was during the break you announced the violinist you were saying about how they just, you know, they couldn't play the violin because everything had
tensed up
and it wasn't working.
No, No, basically, if you're trying to do and you're holding yourself in a strange position, because let's face it, a violinist yes. has to hold the violin in a very yes. awkward position. And if that's not sort of looked at very carefully and dealt with, that the posture is totally right and that release is right, you can very, very quickly start getting very severe pains, and your neck and the whole spine will be out of alignment, and you'll be the arms should be working from the back, from the core, if you like. And if that's not happening properly, then you're tensing and pulling everything into the centre. And you can't maintain that for too long. If you have to play for hours on end,
sure.
The pain that some of them, they say, oh, they're in tears, but they can't stop if they're playing in an orchestra.
Yeah,
they can't very well stop playing. They have to carry on. And
so
just
the audience are seeing the tears and thinking, gosh, what an
emotional track.
But actually, it could be pain.
Yeah. And they think, I've got another three hours of this symphony.
So, yes.
Fantastic.
So I'd like to touch on now is you... You're an Alexander Technique teacher.
Yes.
But your business is called The Wholeness Technique. So yes. It implies there's more to it than...
Well, over the years, I've realised that actually the Alexander Technique doesn't explain what we do really very well.
Right.
You have to know the whole background story of Alexander, because he was the one who invented it, if you like. But I've, over the years, I've thought, well, I like the word oneness and wholeness more because it's bringing you back to wholeness and oneness. And that's why I've called my website Wholeness Technique.
.com
because it's it explains a little bit more about what it is. And I've also started offering classes now, so it reaches out to more people, makes it more fun for some people. That
right.
Some people enjoy coming to classes rather than just one-to-ones.
Sure.
And it's more affordable.
Where's that based? Do you do that anywhere? Or?
I do it, at the moment I'm doing that from Soul Solutions in Faversham.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I know Soul Solutions. Yeah. Yes, yes.
And also from the Wellness Centre in Whitstable.
Oh, yes.
Which is just off the Cromwell Road. And I teach down in Folkestone as well. I'm looking for a venue, really, because it was just from somebody's house that I was doing it before. But I'm trying to find a better venue. So if anybody's out there
listening in from the Folkestone
nice
area
venue to do it in the Folkestone area, then yes, do get in contact with me.
Fantastic.
And if somebody was based elsewhere and fancied having you along, do you travel?
I travel, yes, I travel.
New Zealand?
Well, first pay expenses.
Yes, exactly. Travel paid for, you'll be there.
Your private jet.
And I noticed on your website you have a couple of other techniques.
Yes.
Something to do with the nerves.
I was taught to do a nerve relaxation technique, which is a very, very gentle touching and stroking on certain meridian points. Uh-huh. It's like acupuncture without the needles. And in that technique, basically, people can stay fully dressed again.
Right.
And if they're, they can usually stand for it, but if somebody's not that able, they can still sit.
Right.
Yeah, so it can be done sitting. But
are you available this afternoon, Simon?
come
back in my car.
She's done it again, as all our guests do. She said standing.
Yeah. She did.
And guess what? She's still standing.
Yay!
You can never know what it's like. Your blood like winter freezes just like ice. There's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You'll wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask you use. And did you think this fool could never win? Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love in a simple way. And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. And I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. were meant to cut me down. And if my love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by now. No, I'm still standing better than I ever did, looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm still standing.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Don't you know that I'm still standing better than I ever did, looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing better all this time, picking up the pieces.
You see, you have a few sessions with Simone.
Yep.
And you go from flat on your back to standing, to standing up and zimbering.
And still standing. And still standing. And enjoying standing rather than being in pain.
Absolutely. Exactly. So just a couple of things we want to touch on,
yes,
before we go on to our normal event slot. We were talking cost beforehand, yes, and obviously the number of sessions will impact. But also you were saying location obviously will change the cost because you need to charge for travel.
Exactly. There's the petrol cost and there's the time that it takes.
Sort of an average ballpark, so somebody's got an idea if they're booking a session with you and you're travelling within Kent.
Yes. It'll be around, the average is, I would say, £40.
Right.
You're looking around that sort of price.
Okay.
For an hour.
And if
somebody
comes to one of your existing sites, it's going to be slightly less.
Yes.
Okay, so that gives them an idea. And we put you on the spot in the break and we said, could you tell us what Alexander Technique and what you do is in a nutshell?
Well, it's about being quiet and still so that you touch that lovely, peaceful place where everything is just done for you. So you're supported and you feel nourished and you feel peaceful.
Lovely.
And there is no fear. There's basically, when you're coming from that place, there's no fear.
Right.
Because everything comes from fear. All our negative responses come from fear.
Okay.
And that is no longer there.
And you think when you're a child, things are going to be better when you're an adult. And be in control.
How wrong
and actually,
were we?
You just get more fearsome and more anxious.
It's all about the control, isn't it? I love it. I can't even speak, see, because I'm trying to control my voice rather than let it go.
So we have a listener out there who wants to get in contact with you. Where's the best starting point, would you say?
The best thing, I suppose, is to ring me and then they can speak to me directly.
Right.
They can look at my website and see whether they think that I'm the person for them. Just get in touch through the telephone, I think, is the best.
So we'll post the telephone onto our Facebook page rather than chanting numbers at the moment.
Oh, go on.
You want me to chant
a number? Go on, quick.
Telephone number 01795 539 414.
Bingo!
And mobile 07879 452 114.
Our phone's ringing now already.
Both of those will be up on our Facebook page after the show. But the website, we've touched on it very briefly, but it is wholenesstechnique. That's all one word. wholenesstechnique.com. And again, that will be on Facebook.
And Mike's tweeted, bless him, Mike from Relax Back with the back app chair. And he's saying a radio show currently live on Channel Radio, all about the Alexander Technique.
Oh, fantastic.
So you're being tweeted around the country and beyond.
Being talked about already.
So thank you so much for your time today, Simone.
Thanks. It was lovely to talk to you.
That's great. You're not going yet.
No, we're going to come back to you for our insight for the week in just a moment. But
I've locked her in,
first,
shut her down.
our regular slot for events and updates this week. So two things are happening this week. First is this week is National Braille Week. So if you're interested in anything to do with Braille, the history of it, how to use it, how to create it, maybe how to learn it, visit the RNIB website, rnib.org.uk.
They do great colour, smelly pen flip chart markers, the RNIB. A lot of people get them from trainer shops, anyone that facilitates and does training. And you can actually get them for half price if you went to the Royal National Institute for the Blind.
Yep, they have a shop
in their
area.
Shop. And it's because they're scented, you see. So they're so it's a great cause that your money goes to.
Absolutely.
And you still get the pen. So any trainers out there, I highly recommend it.
And you have found something this week.
Yes, some of you may have seen it on the television. It's the this week is nowwemove.com, called Now We Move, Move Week. It's something that's called the Now We Move campaign. It's a joint vision across Sport for All, and it collaborates with various sectors to increase physical activity levels across Europe.
Right.
And this week, literally from today to the 13th of October, it's encouraging all around the globe, not just within the UK, it's all across Europe, is to raise awareness of the benefits of sport and physical activity among Europeans, to encourage broader participation in sport and physical activity, and to increase accessible opportunities to be active in sport and physical activity by developing new initiatives. Breathe. So I would highly recommend you go and have a look at their website, which is nowwemove.com. All one word, .com. There's all sorts of information on there about the campaign. It's going from 2010 through to 2020.
So oh,
it's
wow, like
So anything, you know me, anything to do with encouraging people to get up and get moving, mm-hmm. not just sport. And I noticed if you look at your various areas, if you look at your part of the UK, you can then find any events that are going on. Right. I noticed there was something in Sandwich, Ramsgate, from where I live in East Kent. Mm-hmm. There's a lot in Lowestoft and Suffolk. So go and have a look. Nowwemove.com.
Okay, so we'll expect to have your reports by next week, folks.
Yeah.
And Lisa was moving, wasn't she?
Oh, Lisa Settle, of those of you that know Lisa Marie of Tailcare Limited, she did her Three Peaks Challenge, and we were talking about that on various shows. And I was being quite domineering and telling people to go and to sponsor her because it was for a great cause. It was for the diabetes one, and she smashed her target. She's gone over the £1,000 that she wanted to raise, and she made it back in one piece. Admittedly, she says to me in her email that she will return to the Three Peaks, but she may well do one at a time.
I hadn't appreciated she was going to be doing all three in one day.
Yeah
I thought it was, you know, I think one, she one said, day and one the next day.
My memory, I've lost it, but it was, I think she did 30, over what she wanted. It was 13 hours, I think. Sorry, Lisa Marie, if I'm telling lies. But just a huge achievement for her, and great money's raised. And if you still want to sponsor her, justgiving.com/Lisa-Marie-Settle. That's S-E-T-T-L-E.
Excellent.
Go donate.
A couple of things we did mention last week, but there's... October is awareness week for all sorts of things. So we've got National Braille Week this week. Dyspraxia awareness runs from the October 13th to the 19th. And then dyslexia awareness.
So because we've got dyspraxia with
Francis Beaumont and Dyspraxia UK.
And so you can look on their website. With Jeanette Beetham.
Absolutely. So they follow each other. They're one day apart, but they're both running for the same week, effectively. So around about the 13th through to the 20th. Dyspraxia and dyslexia.
And of course, October is the month of the yoga show up in Olympia, up in London.
Right. Are you going?
The end of the month, 26th and 27th. Am I going?
Do bears,
Yeah, exactly. Bears do.
They do.
And I'll be going.
Excellent.
I shall report back.
Thank you.
In some yoga pose.
Will you have photos? Is this workshops?
Depends what they're like, Jan. If I can't get out of my pose, I probably won't take the photo.
Right.
I'll be calling the ambulance. I'll be calling Simone. Help!
And depending how your yoga went, you've got it in November.
Yes, in November. Well, there's two things actually in November. We also have, those of you that know with the mindfulness links I have, we have Witherden's Hall, which is a fantastic retreat in Wingham in Kent. They are running a mindfulness immersion weekend. So if you're interested in knowing more about mindfulness, or you've perhaps done a brief course or an online course or just read a book, and you want to know more about it and experience it for 3 whole days at the wonderful retreat area, Witherden's Hall, then I've forgotten the dates. Yes, the 1st of November.
1st of November.
Is the Friday. It's the Friday through to the Sunday. So those three whole days. You start Friday evening, you've got all day Saturday, all day Sunday. So go on to mindfulnessatwork.com and you'll find all the information about the retreat and how to book. I highly recommend it if just going for a little treat away wherever you live in the world, because the retreat itself is a beautiful place to stay if you can and you want to stay there, or just going to experience mindfulness.
And Mike's just tweeted us, there's also another awareness week. This week is back care awareness week.
It's all happening awareness. In October.
Alexander,
in October as well.
You see. And I was born in October, so it had to be the greatest
Angela
month
awareness
ever.
Week.
Yes, yes. Watch out. Month. I'll be around.
Okay. Now, we're going to come back to Simone in a moment for our insightful insight for the week. But just to let you know, next week on the show, we have another lovely guest, Linda Goodyear.
She's been on Channel Radio already.
Has she?
Yeah, I don't know if anyone listened
to an expert,
Marshmallow.
Then. Linda's going to be talking to us about her Bay Tree Place, her business, which is a retreat for people with cancer.
Through her own experiences, she decided she wanted to help others. So she's actually just opened her home and allows people to come. And I think it's expanded a bit more than that.
Right.
But it is a charity. It's still quite fresh and quite grassroots. So she's still looking for support, fundraising, etc. But a lovely lady and a great story to tell next week.
She'll be telling us her own story. And how she's now helping others. So that's excellent. So, Simone, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Uh-huh.
Your thought for the week.
It just came to my mind because Alexander, he used to say, if at first you don't succeed, don't try again, which sounds a little bit contradictory to most people's quotes, but basically it touches back again on that don't try to do what you always try to do because it'll be done from the wrong place. So it's letting go and let something fresh and new happen.
We like that. So we hope you all let go this week, folks.
And look on the bright side of the road.
Absolutely.
See you next week. Bye, everyone.
Bye.